that you can, but you really can't because you're still a dead ringer, knowing what that means. But you're fighting for your fight, for your fight. It's fighting for yourself. It's a fight when you can just ascend and be God, because you're going to be with God anyway. People are trying to die so they can go be with God in heaven and blah, 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 and 40 virgins and Isis and Isil and Issy and Tissy and Issy and Tissy and Lissy and all them and the rest of them. So you just got to know what you know, because you're fighting amongst yourself. So we see you as silly, but we're still patient. We are not a doctor, and we're still okay, and we don't even know how to spell it, and that's what happens.
Hmm. And yet you still see us for what we are on top, on, underneath all that.
Yeah. See, it's okay, or is it okay-ay? Which is it? It's the silliest thing ever. Bart, see, Bart doesn't know either. He's quoting okay, and he doesn't even know. Neither do we, and now we're arguing about how to spell a word we shouldn't be using anyway.
Okay, and then regarding the bonds, you're saying there's going to be no more bonds. Bonds, or all the bonds
James,
being broken are...
James or Jamie.
Bonds, covalent bonds and ionic
bonds.
Oh,
covalent bonds, not James Bond. Okay. I'll just go ahead and make sure. Yeah, just,
so you say that those are going to be broken.
007. Yeah, 007. Lock her up. Yep, that's right.
What about polypeptide neutrino bonds?
The inhibitors are going to be split. The inhibitors are going to be split, and the myocardial is going to divide, and they won't know when to stop recreating, and they'll branch, and the rings of the arms will open, and then the cell will hold 144,000 double helix strands, and then that cell will be ascended, and then you lather, rinse, repeat. Hadn't said that in 2 days, have we, Bob?
No, haven't.
Okay, great.
Good. Let's
nice
good.
Work,
Eric.
Go to the beach now. You got to say something. They hadn't said it 2 days. That's pretty good, Susanna. But again,
yeah, Bob can't say that. Bob can't say that.
Oh, I guess I can. But I get clear, comprehensive answers. I mean, look at the chaos you come in and created, Susanna. You got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But maybe when you re-listen to it, you'll pick out some pattern. But why don't you start over again? Get into something sober. And don't lose your life.
There's no profit in that bullshit.
I don't know. I just want to have fun. So.
Yeah, girls
well,
just want to have fun, Bob. Girls just want to have fun.
Well, how come you... Look, you've been saying that for 3 years or so. Have you had any fun?
I'm having more fun. Okay, here's something sober. I don't know if it's the restructure ion or I want to call you Ryan. Ion.
Okay,
or
gotta go.
Everything. Oh no.
Yeah. See, you right when you got to what you wanted to know, he's gone. See,
you
start bawling your head off.
I just wanted to say that I don't know if it's all the completement formulas all together, including the restructure. Or just a restructure, but I just feel in my physical meat sack that my joints are just feeling so fluid, and I'm feeling limber, and it's just incredible. I'm loving it, so I'm having fun there.
you're from the restructure. You're feeling fluid joints.
Yes. So
All participants are now unmuted.
And then everybody can talk to you about their effects. And I'll try to monitor the idiots who make noise and don't give a damn. Let me see, where are those people? Yeah. Where's the mute sign? Look at that number. 714-499 is fucking just making fucking garbage. I don't know, he's fucking his dog or something. And then another person here making noise. Okay, it's relatively quiet. So talk among yourselves, you know. Mix it up. She just declared a fantastic experience. Is that of interest to anybody? No. not of interest to anybody here. They're not going to ask you anything about it. They're just worried about why they don't get the same effect.
Oh, I'm feeling the same thing.
Notice that. What are you doing to notice that, Susanna? What are you doing to notice that?
Well, I've started planking, and I realized that I can just go for a long time.
Planking? Who are you planking? Hey, Susanna, you're planking me to fuck somebody. You started fucking. Well, tell us, who are you planking?
From the side.
Yeah, who are you planking? On the side.
Don't you know what planking is, Bob?
You got nuts in your own family? Incest is the best way to go. You're fucking your mother, aren't you? You can't tell the difference. You're so happy.
Don't you know what planking is?
No, planking in my world means to fuck somebody. Did you get planked last night? Yeah, I got planked.
She's eating pussy. She meant spanking.
If you do it right, it is planking always planking if you do it right, if you know what you're doing.
It's a good military strategy. Yeah.
What do you think the word buff dive means? You dive. You dive off the plank, off the board. You walk the plank. You lose your ego. You merge with the great sea of saliva.
That must be a Canadian, huh?
I didn't have that in France, but when I came to Canada, that's the Canadian culture, Eskimos, you know?
Every verb.
Oh,
funny.
Okay, Bert, you know what planking is. With the
yeah,
way
back
I
to Bert.
Right?
Sober us up, Bert. Take it seriously, Bert.
Okay, so you know... I mean, I thought you. So you notice it when you do the plank. I mean, is there anything else that you notice? That's just maybe your shoulders and your. Will you notice it in your spine as well?
Well, in my spine and my joints and my wrists and my feet, because you know I'm holding myself up on my hands.
Yeah.
And so it's just phenomenal. I have all this fluid movement, and I'm more limber. I can do yoga positions that I could never do before.
Wow!
So
great.
That's
great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Susanna, how long have you been using the structure drink?
Since it came out. Since it came out, but I haven't had a horrible cold, so I don't know what that. I guess I had a horrible cold when I first started the RNA drops, but I haven't had anything with the RNA with the restructure.
You know, I was going to say I took a really nasty fall down my staircase in the middle of September, and I could not walk. My knee got bit backwards, my ankle was black and blue, it was really bad, and I thought, oh dear, do you realize that I'm perfectly fine right now? And that happened in about three and a half weeks. Yeah, my knee is still a little swollen, but I'm back to bike riding, I'm back to being able to walk at least a mile. I mean, if you
it happened
saw
when?
My leg, it happened the 17th of September.
All participants are now muted.
Ryan's back, so let's go to... did Susanna get this asked? Yeah, we did, Susanna, right? Okay, Chad, do you have something you want to say?
Yeah, Ryan told me to call in this morning, so... Okay. Ryan, do you have anything to tell me, or should I just... get to my questions. Hey, Ion, you told
come
me
on,
to call in.
Go.
Do you have anything to tell me?
Yeah. Come on. Tell us about the NASA Earth Live from Space Feed.
NASA Earth Live from Space Feed. I don't know. Is that home viewing entertainment of the future or something? Is there something interesting in the technology of it? NASA Earth Live from Space feed. Just Googling it.
It's on the Goober Snatch. We're ahead of you.
Oh, okay.
And we didn't want you to actually be engaged or bothered or anything.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, I can't look at that right here. It'll end my phone call.
Wow.
Yeah.
We should introduce you to technology. It's the most amazing thing.
Yeah, but if I click the YouTube app, it's going to shut down the sound on the phone. And then
you're kidding.
We can't have silence on the radio.
No, but don't you have the app? If you have the upgraded YouTube, you can have three windows open and listen to Achieve Radio and see in Stadio, Studio A and have a YouTube going on, and you can control the volume and sound of all those, but that particular app doesn't have any sound, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, okay, I see now. Yeah, it's a live feed.
Yeah.
Just looking at Earth. Okay.
So you mean to tell us that technology in a YouTube that you can access from anywhere has a live feed that can actually control and bring space to you at any time in a live position, that prime time, as in an app setting that you can go to and reach, like a YouTube that's been stored there digitally. So the live digitized version can be held in abeyance until you connect to the conductivity that is that live space feed. Is that what you're trying to say? You don't mean it. That's incredible. So live space can be stored in a temporal holder or a holding place that a vibrational frequency then can then be aptly attached to whatever device that you're working with at that moment of time. Incredible. Does reality
Are you talking about Chambord, the function of Castle, Chambord, holding space-time? Were you just explaining it in more modern terms there?
A bit of it, yes.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to get esoteric.
I picked up on that, kid.
We didn't want to be esoteric. So tell her to do the cat-cow position. She'll be all right.
Okay, so this idea of live versus Memorex, so there's no difference. And like you said, that live feed of the Earth from space is held in abeyance until I go and access it in my universe. So someone else could have been watching live, and that, yeah. So goes Black Cloud as well, is that all these supposedly live streams of events are in folders waiting to be opened up by the Creator. Is that right?
And you just now had the capacity to achieve that nirvana.
Yeah, now, Chad, is this what you meant when you said Hillary last week opened the crucibles that she wasn't supposed to open? What Chad just said about opening something? The folders?
Yes.
Is that the same idea?
Yeah.
There, you hit on it, Chad. Very good.
It is. And we knew he wouldn't do it yesterday. He was all lost and fucked up yesterday, but he's all good today.
Crucibles.
So can you get into details of Hillary's crucible?
You were saying folders. What was your word? Your word, Chad. Folders?
Ion said folders. I was just repeating it back.
Right. Do you know about the crucible statement on Hillary?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
She opened crucibles that weren't supposed to be opened.
Right, I think we played that on Tuesday. So with the way I was talking in response to the folder idea, it sounded like, well, that might be crucibles. So we're closer to knowing what the crucibles are. Now, how did Hillary do that, Chad? How did little, you know...
Yeah, Ion, how did Hillary stumble into that?
There's nothing she could do.
Did you set it up so she would stumble and sort of sabotage
dun, dun,
herself?
Dun. Dun, dun, dun. we resemble that remark, and it's not going to be our fault when they find POTUS's emails and that weenie's laptop. Not going to be our fault. We didn't do that neither. Silas do good, and when they find them Silas do good letters, that's not going to be our fault neither. Yep, ain't going to be none of that. No.
Ion pleads the fifth.
We just told you where the body was. We didn't say we put it there.
Okay, so Ion, remember when we activated my ascension on the video.
Vidya.
I know you don't remember.
Vidya.
Okay. On the Vidya.
Vidya.
The activation
Vidya.
Of ascension on the Vidya, and I was looking at the Vidya, seeing the other me in the Vidya, and
yeah.
That's kind of like this now, looking at this space feed, because that other me
exactly.
was kind of in a folder as well. So that was
and
like
how
the first
you started the whole, and how you started the whole conversation was, is that your app was not able to engage. That you could not have multi-capacities of experience happening within your same chip body. And we giggled, thinking how ridiculous and silly that the best techno-geek guy on the living fucking world can't make his app work right. He's the one that's the writer of apps, and now he can't make his app work right. We thought that was hysterical. It's like Bob talking about fucking. It's just silly, you know? But even so, we got past that to get you to a little nebulous, however glib, position to say, oh, yeah, what about that dough?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the folders, that's what you used to talk about in the very early days with Ion. You say JW used to pull these folders out of banker's boxes.
The banker boxes, yes.
So is that what Hillary stumbled into, is some banker's box that you put in front of her?
Well, she caused the problem. She was just trying to, she was having an accounting problem. She had the information and she kept putting it away and kept being found. The kiss could say undone, as it were. And that's the rub problem, obviously.
Oh, so this goes back to when we were talking originally about the diamond RAM and the cloud back in 2011. And you said when you delete things, you never really delete them because they all go somewhere
that's
and it squirts
right.
up somewhere else. And that's the drama that Hillary is living right now.
Yep. She thought she was being clever. First of all, who would care? And second of all, who the fuck would look? And now they're having to recreate the scene of the crime. It's like stoppy bookkeeping, isn't it?
Yeah, and then people like Assange and the Snowden crowd, they're able to access where it squirts out. Is that correct?
With a little help, yes. They're brilliant with a little help, darling.
Right.
They're brilliant.
So you're connected.
Give them a little help. You give them a little bit of help, and they are absolutely, unabashedly brilliant.
So you, I'm clearly out.
Someone would say that about yourself, too, wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Well, we just did.
So, Ion clearly outed Hillary.
Hell, yeah.
On this one, Bob.
That bitch don't need to fuck with us.
We got the smoking gun, Bob. Found it.
Not yet. No. It's coming.
Okay.
Hang on. It's coming. Oh, no.
This is all happening so last minute.
This is a little something you never gonna forget. Mm-hmm. You ain't
Hey, Ted, it's gonna be announced like Tuesday at some time while most people are at the polls is what the announcement we made. Everybody's standing there in the lineup and they're all gasped in
but
the lineup
together.
But that makes
perfect sense because the attention span has collapsed to nothing now and you've got all these instantaneous apps. It's gotta be done at the moment
seconds.
Of truth.
You only have eight seconds. After 8 seconds, you've moved on to the next thing. You're into your Tinder or your Tumblr account by then, aren't you?
Yeah, but you see that, Bob, how the election has changed with the influencing? It used to be months in advance they start stockpiling support for the candidate. Now it doesn't matter. It's all when the person's standing in line and their phone buzzes and there's a smoking gun evidence right before they pull the lever to vote.
Right, and they're all in living in the moment, a moment of 8 seconds, and whatever fills up that moment, that's what molds the moment or makes the will act a certain way. So this incredible timing is going on.
That's what you used to tell 8-bit.
Yeah. What happened to 8-bit? How come he freaked out? What's
they
the problem?
They do that, Bob. They do that.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah. Okay. So the timing, is there a lot of mathematical computerizing to figure out the timing, the astrological layout for the release of this bombshell? Is there a lot of mathematical
Not
bullshit?
Yet. Not yet.
Not yet. In the future there will be?
There might be, but not yet.
So what are the factors that are determining when it will be released?
Well, you want to get the most bang for your buck. This is very expensive, Bob. It's like ice cream. You can buy ice cream anytime you want to, right? But you don't want to buy ice cream a week before you're going to eat it. You're not going to put it in the freezer, do you? You'd like to buy it when it's fresh and cold and good, so you want to eat it.
So, Chad, he's saying
so
it's going to happen on Tuesday.
The perfect time.
The bombshell will be released on Tuesday.
We didn't say that. We didn't say that. We did not say that. We did not.
You didn't say
that.
Nothing. You'll deny anything.
What about all these early voters that already put in their ballot?
Yeah.
And they go back and change?
Didn't you hear President Trump said in many states you can go back and change your ballot?
Yeah. Mm. He said that. He encouraged it.
Okay.
Especially if you're voting
for him. Bob, did you already cover the assassination attempt from last night?
No, we didn't go into that.
So, Ion, who's this guy that took a run at Trump?
No. It really wasn't all that. He didn't have a gun or a pistola. They were just over.
He didn't do anything, Chad. They let him go.
And he came right back. It wasn't a problem. He just was a... They were not going to let him be a misunderstanding. That was what the answer was.
He was scratching his backside. So someone said, he's got a gun in his backside.
He said he's a Republican who supports Hillary. He was pulling out his sign, and they thought it was a really big smoking gun because they're used to smoking guns with her. And so they thought, oh, no. And so they had to take him down.
Okay, so Chad, Trump set this up, didn't he? He wanted to create a sense of urgency of being a president, so like when Reagan got shot, he wanted to have footage of himself being hustled off by the Secret Service. So he planted this guy, planted someone to say, hey, he's got a gun. It was all set up by Trump, wasn't it?
Yeah, just like Mark Lowry, just like Mark Lowry said about the Gator Band, Bill Gaither, the one you call Gaither. That when Jesus comes back, he's going to have it on tape and be the last resurrection morning, and he'll have it on tape and be able to sell it. No credit cards, cash only.
Okay, back to you, Chad.
So I was going to ask, do ascended people dream less?
No, they don't dream less, but they're not as meaningful. So you would give the inflection that you're dreaming less, but that's not the case. You dream the same, but it matters less. It has less intrinsic value of correctness.
Okay.
And what was your topic here?
Move you and shake you and change you. And then, but as an ascended person, you still dream about like you did, but it doesn't matter. Oh, it was just a dream. No big deal. No big whoop.
So Chad asked about dreamless sleep?
No, do ascended people dream less?
Do you dream less? Sorry,
what
we were in sync with you there. We don't know. We said we don't know. We said we played the fifth amendment.
I just wrote that
you're
in.
You're a citizen.
I don't even know what that is.
You're a citizen, Bob. What is the fifth amendment? Look it up. What is the fifth amendment?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
I'm sure knowledge
will dupe me.
By God, we'll send your ass back to Canada, by God. We don't know what we do to you.
So, assassination attempt on Trump, ascension and dreaming. That's the way it goes?
Yeah.
Ascension and dreaming? And what did you learn from the answer, Chad?
Still dream, ascended people still dream the same. It's just, it's not a big deal, so... It seems like they're dreaming less.
Yeah,
I'm so ascended. I don't remember. Okay?
I'm so ascended. I'm so indifferent to my dreams. I don't dream anymore. They don't show up. It's not Bob. He's like Lone in Sturgeon's More Than Human. He doesn't react. He doesn't notice us, says the dream world. So I don't get any dreams. I die into the void every morning when I go to bed at 7:30 in the morning. 3.5 hours of death. The void. Nothing. Bob is gone.
The void.
Yeah, Angela would be impressed.
Yeah.
And where is Angela? Why? She was so keen for a couple of weeks about her project, and then she never came back. Like, what happened? She got disillusioned?
No, she'll be back. She just was busy with school.
Oh, she went back to school. Going to be a lawyer, right?
No. No.
Yeah, they all go back. Smarter women than become that. Lawyers. A lot of women go back to become lawyers.
No, I wouldn't let her do that. It's ridiculous. Anyway, that's all I have for now. Thanks, Ion. That was a great insight about the space feed.
Did you get your little something-something? We like it when you get a little something-something.
Yeah, I got something.
Excellent, Chad. Thanks for the input. Now, oh, Chad, who should I get next? The regulars are here. Who do you want to hear from next? You choose.
I don't know who's on.
The regulars, all the people you know, all the names you know, they're all here. Juan?
Wanda. Yeah, I put Wanda on.
Wanda. Okay, Juan. Juan from Cornwall. Cornwall. Go ahead, Juan. Sean. Jan. Oh, I picked the wrong one. Sorry, that's the wrong one. Here is Jan. Okay, there you are, Jan. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Hi, Ion.
Hi.
Can I, we spoke, started speaking about revolution, and I haven't watched As Far In As You Said, but I went and read up about it. But I want to talk about the nanites that make the, that heals the people. Is that like a mechanical bright form of the eye cell? Almost.
Holy mackerel, you've been listening too much. The mechanical bride of the eye cell. Did you know the mechanical bride is the name of McLuhan's book? Do you know that much?
Yes. Yes, I know.
Okay,
that's
so you were being
like
clever there? The mechanical bride of the eye cell. That's very original there. What in God's blob are you meaning?
It's just in this series that is these... They call them nanites, and it's obviously nanotechnology. But what it does is it makes the people self-heal instantly. And it gives them vision. So it almost looks like little fireflies. So it creates that effect of it goes outside of itself. And then if people get angry, they can set other people on fire. Things
okay.
like that. But then
why would the mechanical bride come into that meme that you're talking about?
Because I see it as an artificial, mechanical.
She's trying
opposite
to
die.
Don't save him. He's trying to get you into nanobots. They're a different thing. So that's why it's going. Okay, we'll be into the owl sector for long. So don't worry. It's okay.
Yeah, I like to see that. It just, for me, it's very mechanical, but I like the self-heal, the things, it shows things that, that we can do by ourselves even better.
Bash yourself in the skull and you'll lay down, you'll heal. Ta-da! All
yeah, and
talking
it's
about
something
the
more than what they
matter.
Show
up. At an atomic or molecular or super molecular scale. You've done it all the time. It's what mosquitoes do when they strew your DNA from DNA to DNA. It's no issue. It's no big deal.
Perfect. Yeah,
you have a subgenus. This is part of a sub-history.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying. Will you repeat that, Ion?
The branch of technology that deals with dimensions and tolerances of less than 100 nanometers, especially the manipulation of individual atoms and molecules.
Okay. So is that what that is an example of, what we see there, or
yes.
to wrap our heads
Very
around
good.
It?
Well, that's just so you know what you're doing. So it's 1/800th of the thickness of a human hair, or less.
Yeah, and Is that anything to do with... I don't want to get this completely scientific.
Well, now, don't worry, because the purists are going to argue that it is at every level. But see, that's where Dr. Dean is different than everybody else. It doesn't matter what the medicine or what the issue is. If you get the problem or the solution small enough, it will imbibe completely within the cell at the cellular level. Many times you're having conversation, you're talking about barbecue. You're not talking about beef stew. Can you put barbecue in beef stew? Yes. But then is it barbecue beef stew? No. It's just a beef stew that has barbecue. So if you're able to take the carbon atoms and place them small enough, rip them small enough to make them fit in a cationic state, then those carbons will fit in a perfect heart shape. And it will maintain all of your super sugar in solution. Stay in solution no matter what. Once your agar or the dish in which you're working this up in is what you call stable or the environment has shifted. Because once that achieved that nirvana, as it were, then it becomes stable. So a deuterium then would become a non-half-life radial isotope of a regular deuterium atom, which then is nothing other than a fancy hydrogen. And there goes the lesson.
It's like, you know, Sean standing at a bus stop and a maniac comes up and starts explaining the deepest Nobel Prize physics, and Sean's supposed to understand it. So what do you think of that? You evoked a very good bunch of information there, Sean, but it was not meant for you. Are you sure of that?
Well, I don't understand most of it, but I...
You didn't understand any of it. You don't even know why it's being said at that point.
Yeah, but I hope to know it. Just know, I know
it. Oh, you will.
Now from
you will. You're here forever. You're here forever, Sean. So at some point
yeah.
You will. You just have to pretend it's already happened.
Carolyn's been working on nanomedicine for longer than most of you all have been alive.
The first time I understood the nanotechnology, I thought of Pharaoh with Moses and the magician. Is that am I seeing
that
right?
Was that a correct association?
You're talking about
the correct free association.
The instruments that used to separate the cells and the proteins from complex media, it's available in magnetic aggregate cell sorting or Dynabeads, mostly in blood. It cleans up the blood. You can
kill
toxin, pathogens, proteins from whole blood, and an extracorporeal circuit similar to dialysis. But in contrast to dialysis, which works on a principal-sized rate of diffusion, the science of ultrafiltration of fluid across the semi-permeable membrane, the purification with nanoparticles allows specific targeting substances, additionally larger compounds which are commonly not dialyzed, can be removed. Ta-da!
Ta-da! Excellent, Sean!
Ferromagnetic or supermagnetic properties. That binding agent proteins, antibodies, and antibiotics are synthetic ligands.
Synthetic ligands.
They're covalently linked to the particle surface.
So your question would be, Sean, at this point you would say, Ion, why did I evoke that information that you just vomited for?
Oh,
I mean, that's how you could identify
the small
it.
Size, less than 100 nanometers, on a large surface area, functionalized nanomagnets leads to advantageous properties compared to chemoperfusion, which is clinically...
What's that got to do with Sean? We're asking why Sean evoked this.
Well, it's based on the surface-surface absorption. Her question absorbed at this level. It was on a large scale. So at a smaller size, this information was able to be absorbed by her. The advantages for the high loading and accessibility of the binding agents, the highly selectivity toward target compounds, fast diffusion, small hydrodynamic resistance, and low dosage. See, it almost becomes into your total biology, natural biology, and the approach offers therapeutic possibilities for treatment of systematic infections such as sepsis. And don't forget your C. auris, because it's coming. Endotoxins. Yes. Endotoxin.
Oh, wow. Well, that was very exciting.
Maybe you could bring him back to your world by asking something relevant in your situation without too many words.
Okay.
Bob used words to make words that were words. Do the words. Word.
I like what Michael says. Michael says I am talking dirty again. He was talking dirty to you.
If we were Jay Z, we could say nigger and get away with it, but we're not, so we're not able to.
Okay, can I ask Amy's ears? She had the ache in the one ear and it went to the other ear. Is that a shift she's going through? Because she hasn't had any temperature. But it's been very painful.
She must be very cold if she has no temperature. Is she at 0 degrees Celsius or where is she? Sometimes she's frozen at that level.
She had no abnormal temperature. Her temperature wasn't great.
So what is a normal temperature? We'll buy it. You got us now. You got us. We're hooked.
Okay. Well, you know I don't even take temperatures anymore.
Precisely.
I threw the thermometer out.
Good. Yeah. It's a thermometer.
But I know she was. What I then mean is it didn't make her sick, physically sick, like when you have a temperature. But it did make her feel, she felt the pain and the aching feeling of it. So I was just wondering, is that a shifting she's doing? Because it was the one ear and the other ear. And then she said something to me the other morning. She said she could see herself from two different views, from the view out of her eye and from a different view. And she could see herself taking the painkillers. And I said to her, well, maybe it was me seeing her. And she said, no, you were standing somewhere else. So I'm just wondering if you can give me some words to speak to her about what she's experiencing.
Just the world is bigger than she knows. The world is bigger than she knows.
Okay. Brilliant.
Okay, you've had a good time there. Good run there, Sean. We're going to move on. Okay?
Thank you. Take
a little break, Bob, and play some music. Back in a flash.
No, I'll unmute everybody, and everybody can talk. Discuss what they've heard so far.
All participants are now unmuted.
Engage social mortar, so it's all open for everybody to talk.
Yay.
Hey, who's there?
This is Leah.
Barbara.
Nate. Roll call.
Hey, has Aya talked about whether Hillary will be indicted or if she'll be pardoned or if she's going to leave the country?
I don't know. Aya said a lot of different things.
Okay.
He said she was going to jail. He said they're going to take her down.
I don't know what
the context for that was. Don't you guys recognize the babble? And you don't know the context of anything unless you ask Ion yourself and pin him to the wall. That's what you got to do.
Yes, okay.
It's stupid sitting here listening to this babble.
Jail could be a metaphor. She feels like she's in jail now, you know. It could be an example.
Abedin told the FBI that Obama used a secret handle where he unlawfully set classified information outside the government communication system.
Hey, Barb. Listen to this, Barb.
Yeah.
I posted a video on my Facebook showing that Huma is directly related to the terrorist through her mother. Have you seen that video?
Yes, I've seen that.
Bolshevik. That's Dr. Beter. The Bolsheviks been running the Clintons since the early 90s, and she is probably one of those people. Here she is, a major terrorist. The Saudis own a big chunk of the United States. They can do whatever they want. They said to you, Clintons, you're jerks. but we're going to put you in power, and you're going to tell everything to our little Huma here. And Huma feeds back to Saudi Arabia.
Exactly.
It's quite a chart.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
She became, when she was 20, when she came back from the Saudi Arabia, she like became her aide, like
intern.
Intern. When she's only
like
intern.
Three
intern.
For
yeah.
3 minutes, and then she had a job. In other words, she was sent, and Hillary, and they said Mr. King Faisal, JW's buddy, said, "Okay, you take on this little Huma girl. She's going to run you." And Hillary said, "Yes, sir." So Huma's the big power.
Yep. So is she going to turn on Hillary?
Well, it depends on what Saudi Arabia's going to do.
Or if it's not anybody's going to do.
Saudi Arabia owns most of the universities in the United States. So they can do anything with the United States if they want to. So Huma probably will win an Oscar for all of this stuff. She'll come out rosy. And if they put her in jail, they'll just put a double in and it won't even be her. And then she'll be skulking around here trying to get in touch with us. What's all that garble?
Well, it was, yeah.
Does anybody care they're making all that noise?
I don't know who it is. It was interesting what Kim brought up about the Mississippi River and the riparian water rights in the Tennessee Valley TVA being equally owned by the British and the U.S. or having those rights.
Okay, listen to this, Suzanne. There's a famous book, The Torbett Document, which Mae Brussels said was the closest to the Kennedy assassination. Who did it? So she used it as her Bible. Well, if you read the Torbett document, it's all about these Nazis gathered around the Tennessee Valley Authority back in the 30s. And you heard Ion say Project Paperclip, that's the same
thing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So go buy the Torbett document and read it. T-O-R-B-I-T-T.
Okay.
Buy that book. It's available. The Torbett.
And then you mentioned the...
of a cabal.
And you mentioned the Chinese also coming in
33.
Into something in 33. Is that, was that what the genesis of what got the Clinton into trouble and caused 9/11 because he didn't repay? Was that the loan?
No, that's the Nisana, whatever it's called. That's something different.
Nisara.
It might be connected in some way. Yeah, Nisara, but the thing is, in 1933, these deals were made, and then in 1934, it was against the law for a citizen to have gold. So this was the setup before they announced in 34 under, you know, Roosevelt's first administration. Said, okay, we now are owned by someone else, and you people can't have gold. That happened in 1934. And it took, like, till about 1974 before Americans could have gold again.
You know, one of the
that was all done in the year before.
One of the other interesting things about the Tennessee Valley Authority is it also has precedence over the Federal Election Committee. And what that is to elect an administrator to administer the bankruptcy of the United States. So whoever gets...
Okay, Ion's here. Ask Ion about that. Address that to Ion.
Well, we know that. We told her that.
No, let her ask a question. Nobody knows nothing. You garble all over the place. Say a million different things, so start over again.
We resemble.
Yeah, well, you
that
are. You do resemble it. Go ahead, Kim. Direct a pointed question.
Ion, I read that the Federal Election Committee was started with the 1933 Act through the Tennessee Valley Authority, and it said that the elections are to elect a bankruptcy administrator. I believe that's what it said. And that's what the elections are for, is who is going to preside over the bankruptcy. Is that what our elections are for? Is that what the head figure is?
Well, that's what the committee includes. It includes the TVA. The election committee controls the TVA through Project Paperclip, but that's how that works.
So initially the TVA was Great Britain. It's right to be sharing the waterways and land that our
riparian,
having a right to.
Riparian right. That's what it's
riparian.
About.
Riparian. Okay, and then the Nazis come in later, correct, with Oak Ridge and the Project Paperclip, so that was added onto something that was already existing?
Well, that's just, it's a coalescing of the whole thing. So you got the board of directors, and then you got the nominating committee, and then the review has to have a set place of how they apply their, they call it their position, and their position then includes nothing else is controlled. They, like a code of conduct type thing. Because see, they call themselves a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, but it's really not.
Well, that's what I found out when I read the document. It was funny that Stranger Things had the Federal or the Energy Commission running their programs, you know, that would be hidden underneath that entity, but you wouldn't really look at it.
Right.
You would.
Right, always.
Okay. Hidden
always.
In plain sight. Okay.
Plain sight. That's right. And see, and there you go, and that's the, and then in that 1939 position, it's what slides you into a different level. And you are not going to question that. And if you question that, you're not going to call the utility and cuss them out because Nixon did a bad thing, are you?
So
I
don't
know that would have hurt.
This thing about the Project Paperclip, the Nazis, Tennessee Valley Authority, and the nomenclature, May Brussels got very close, but what you're saying she missed, there's something there you just said that she missed, right? But she got very close to that importance
That's
of
correct.
That stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
But I can see where
indeed.
She missed it.
Yeah.
So, Kim, you caught up to May Brussels.
Well, that's not too much of a thing. That's an okay thing, but don't go mortgage the farm if that's all you got out of it, honey.
But you said,
go ahead.
Well, just a question with the riparian rights. The water rights extend not just along the river, but through the basin as well, through all the feeders into the river.
That is everything that's in that, everything that flows into that table. That's correct.
So it's a much larger area than just the Mississippi area.
Well, there's only four water tables in the whole United States of America, as you call the America. So if you have those, you control one of four, you control a half.
Well, they said that the Tennessee Valley Authority had built their dam in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and that controlled the waterway of the Ohio River that fed into the Mississippi River?
The Tallapoosa Basin, yes.
And then you had said that is like 45 miles south, I believe, of Cairo, Illinois. Isn't that where you said at one time a great earthquake would occur that would cause the Mississippi to run backwards?
Well, this side of Joplin, but yes, it wasn't necessarily an earthquake. The Mississippi River is going to flow the opposite direction. That's coming. We're just a little ahead of it. Y'all messed it up when we went to the middle ground, so we had to basically start all over. We had a perfectly good cake recipe, and y'all messed it up. But we're not arguing. We're just telling you. We're just reporting. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. The coffee don't fact check a damn.
Come on, man.
All is
come
recorded.
Come on, man. All is recorded. Yeah, come
Ryan,
on,
does
man.
The water table, does the water table
yes.
that you're talking, discussing right now, does that relate to when we spoke about the Mississippi
already
Delta?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, already
okay.
answered, yes. Good. You want to do some rapid fire? Can we do multi-rapid fires? Y'all got to stay on point, and Bob likes it, and the keto's sitting on ready. He's chomping at the bit. The superfluous bit. Bit-like. So, no, they're not bringing bitcoins back. No, they're not going to bring it up. No, they're not going to let it go. No, the Church of Scientology is not going to be successful at their bid to try to overthrow the government. Yes, L. Ron Hubbard was a mover and a shaker in his day, but he lost all of his flavors. No, there won't be any other. Oh, wait, sorry, we lost this. We got ahead of y'all. Go ahead. Sorry, we digress.
Does Coach... K-O-C-H, does Coach or Koch
You don't have to spell it, honey. Go ahead.
Does that relate Coke. To Southern Company?
No, it does not, but they're friends. We
okay.
like them both. The Koch brothers don't have anything to do with Southern Company. They'd like to, but Bob won't let them. By the way, we brought the price down a little bit so y'all can buy some more. It's every time it's below 50, better to turn on the buy.
Okay. Thank you.
So who's that speaking? Is this Alice? Alice?
We're doing rapid fire. We're doing rapid fire, Bob. Don't disturb it.
Yeah, me too. Rapid fire.
Alyssa.
Ion, how does China relate to the Tennessee Valley Authority? Do they relate at all?
Through bond referendums that they're financing.
Is Whitestone found in the town, in the area?
Yes.
Is that why the British wants control of it? Or the Queen?
They don't know what they want. They just want to run everything.
Hey, Ion, this whole Tennessee Valley Authority, does that overlap with the enclave at the Commonwealth of Virginia that the British have?
Certainly.
Did the French know they were giving away the Whitestone when they did the Louisiana Purchase?
No.
Since silica is increasing in our blood from RNA, are we essentially the white stone now?
No,
you'd
want to
be
a
slab of stone? I don't think you want to be
a howler. You'd be a howler of it, not yet.
Okay.
Hey, Ion, about a week ago, Bob or Roxy said that St. Germain's portrait would not stay on the wall in Beauregard because of the vibrations. What is it about St. Germain that is so completely different that it could not stay in that castle?
Well, the frequency change, the shift in the frequency, was outside what the image could, or torque of the image could hold.
Is that a factor that makes the vault and Thapa's host like that, Ion? What you just said, can you apply that to the vault?
Similar, okay. But it's for a different reason. His is satanic in nature.
Is that what happened
he read
when
Alistair
I was clean?
Ion,
is that what happened when I was cleaning and the picture fell off the wall?
The first time. The second time it wasn't. It's fallen twice.
Okay.
Is St. Germain the first development from the immortal to the eternal state?
With no time, there is no pecking order. So you don't have a pecking order. So that first and last one, they always were.
They always were, okay.
So, see how that's nebulous? We'll answer the question from your point of asking, but you won't like it because the answer is, any answer we give is nullified by the prognostication that it doesn't apply to the new and knowing that it's a conversation.
Can you say any word, or would you say any words, Ion, on the great crescendo of this weekend's celebration? You said the...
What, Bert?
Well, I'm reciting Ion's words verbatim because you know this is coming into All Hallows Eve, so it's all kind of fun stuff is fixing to open up. The stars are aligned.
You're talking about last week?
Last week, yeah.
Mm-hmm, they are. They were saving it for today. And we keep hot on the presses trying to keep you all abreast of all the news.
All right. So that's, the Hillary stuff is coming at the last, moment.
And Trump's win. Will Trump cause a Brexit moment? Or will...
It will be. It'll be the largest Brexit movement in the history of your world. We're bringing Queen Isabella to the inauguration. You'll see.
The Brexit movement will happen over the next couple of years, or it'll happen on Tuesday?
It's already happened. If they've already voted for it to happen, and it will happen on Tuesday. So much so.
And what are they checking out of?
So much so that they're accusing dead people of voting. We're going to produce the dead people.
hey, what? What was it? Are we still on the air?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, in one sense, the light, yeah, man. the dead people voting are like almost a ratio of the dead coming to life. It's almost a small example of that.
Hey, Ion, do you have something to do with the movement of the British government trying to stop the exit of Brexit?
No, that is a distraction. They want out too. They just don't know how to pay for it. See, the problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
Regarding the stock market after Trump wins, will it be volatile just for a day or for a longer span of timing?
For a longer span of time.
Okay. And you mentioned last night...
There's a crack in the blue wall.
What does that refer to, the blue wall?
Here at the wall, Breitbart.com.
.com. Okay, and then you mentioned 108, did you say, I don't know if you said hours till Trump is elected. Is that right? Did you say 108 hours or 108 of something else?
108 stitches in a baseball, 108 years to go Kirsten, 108 times Bob has ejaculated today. That's about it. He's a big boy.
Okay. Okay, now Leah, wherever you are, Leah, start talking. I don't know where you are on the list.
Okay.
Start talking. Leah in Norway, go ahead. Talk to Ion.
Well, I'm Sweden. Hi, thank you for letting me talk. That's pretty cool.
Hello. Yep.
Of course, I have all these questions, and now I can't think of any of them. But
that happens sometimes, honey. That happens. There's no worries.
Why don't you write them down,
thank you.
Leah? Write them
well,
down.
Well, I did,
Leah.
And I did, and now I had to find them. So, thank you. I was curious with
she doesn't. We're going
drop.
An extra hour, everybody. We're going another hour. So,
woohoo!
Relax.
Woo-hoo.
Yay!
Thank God.
Bob, it's just now 2 o'clock.
Thank you,
it's not an extra hour. It's just now 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
But what I was saying really is it's the new drop.
Not really an extra hour. It's just because the time changed.
With the fermentation that's going on, I've noticed
so
that
Leah,
my touch
did you find
is very,
your,
very
hey, Leah. Leah!
Yeah.
Did you find your list of questions?
Yes.
I don't care. Did you find your list? I mean, you write a list. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I've had to scold a lot of people today, and you're going to get scolded.
I'm trying.
You come and you wait from fucking Sweden, and then when the questions come up, you
Bob,
ain't ready.
I'm trying.
And then you have to go look for your list.
I'm trying to talk, and you're not even letting me talk.
No. You get scolded first for me even to have to bring the issue up. Okay, so now you got your list. You're ready to go. And never show up again without your fucking list, okay?
She was in the middle.
No,
I don't care about that. That doesn't matter.
Oh,
and
man.
This applies to everybody. You better start fucking writing your questions down. That's why we're going to spend an extra hour. You're fucking being detained. Consider this a detention for your sloppy way of acting today.
Cracking, folks.
Bob, making it.
Yes. All right.
Twice. You're going to find out.
That's right. Santa Claus.
Bobby.
I know who's
I couldn't move. Right.
Okay.
I was ordered not to move. That's why I couldn't move.
He'll ejaculate all on you. Just to be still. He'll shoot for a quarter of a mile now. So better now be still.
I have a question.
Oh, you better watch out.
Shut up.
No, it's my turn.
Meanwhile, I'm going to check them a list.
Okay.
I'm checking
what
the list.
Thanks. Check
the
list.
God.
All participants are now muted.
Muted everybody. Now. Yeah, so we're going to start over again. We bring up Ion, and then we try to find Leah. I think this is Leah right here. Is that you, Leah? Is that you? Yeah, that's you, Leah. You're on. Did you get knocked off? Come on, Leah. Maybe it's this one. I'll have to unmute them all. And then,
All participants are now unmuted.
It's going to go an extra.
Bob was
right
like
there.
Obama being
okay, I did have the right thing.
Hold up.
Okay, so we mute everybody. I'm going to unmute you in a second.
All participants are now muted. All participants are now unmuted.
No.
All participants are...